Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. My name is Matt Duncan. This is Come Lose It with Matt Duncan. You know what this is about. You've been here for a while. You've been listening. You've been having a good time. I know it's been a while. I know I've only been doing one episode per month over the last couple, but it's been a bit of a fucked up time for me. And I was going to try and get more and more in, but guess what, folks? I finally got sick. So here I am. I wanted to get it in at the end of the month, but guess what? November 27th, guess who got sick? Went to a family little gathering, and we got sandbagged. We got sandbagged into some sick people, and there was nothing we could do. There was nothing they can do. There's no one really to blame here. It just finally happened that after years and years of outrunning any type of congestion, any type of cough, any type of phlegm, got me. Got me in Prince Edward County, Ontario, one of the bougie little places people like to go. Still had a wonderful weekend, and we kind of knew. We were going out for dinner a lot, too. We were enjoying all those meals because we knew, because of the family members who were sick, that we were going to have a week ahead of us, that we were done running. And if it was COVID they had, then we were going to be testing out COVID first time. And hopefully my vaxxed ass would have been able to fight it. But guess what? It wasn't COVID. We tested that shit every day. And I ain't doing just that nasal swab shit. You're not supposed to be just doing that anymore. Okay? That's like way back in the day. You got to be swabbing that throat. Get to the back. Do a little American Gladiators with your tonsils. You got to fucking poke it and scrape it and flap it. And then go to the nose. Do your little nose routine. And then prepare the specimen. Negative. Had no fever. Didn't have any real energy issues either. Didn't even really get a cough. Just a minor one. I was able to keep it out of my lungs because I use a neti pot. I use one of those battery-operated ones too. They got nicer ones than the one I use. Mine just looks like a electric toothbrush that I shove up my nose. Very small capacity, but it works. It gets some of that stuff out, and especially I recommend doing it before you go to bed, because think of all those hours that you're laying down and you are relaxed and your throat's relaxed and that shit is just coming down the back of your throat from your nasal cavity and it goes right down into your lungs. Starts dripping into those lungs, and then that's what happens. That's how you get it all screwed up in there, and you got to hack it out. Once it gets in there, once you get that bacteria in those lungs, oh, nay. So I avoided it. My wife didn't. She's still coughing like she's got the black plague. She's better. She's at work, but the cough, real tougher, real tough. And we're about a week and a half past it. We're definitely 2 weeks today from exposure. So we're definitely not contagious. I have like very little post-nasal drip, very little. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm rocking a honey lemon tea right now just to keep things as smooth as possible. But what are you going to do? Like, I've honestly outran this shit for so long. I can't even remember the last time that I was congested. Was it 2018? Was it 2017? I can't remember. Because I know I got the flu at the end of 2019. Wink, wink. Possibly COVID. Possibly COVID-1. Possibly still either COVID or a really bad flu. The only reason I think I didn't is because I was with a guy staying in a hotel the whole weekend. And he didn't get any symptoms at all. He did not get sick. And he told me that he had the flu shot. So maybe it was just the flu and the flu shot protected him. So that's why I don't fuck around with this shit anymore. I don't want to be sick like that. I get the flu shot. I get the COVID shot. That's my once a year thing I'm doing now. Until they say we don't have to do that shit anymore. But they're telling us to do it. No one gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit. So you just got to fucking, as I've said many a time now on this podcast, you just got to look out for yourself. You got to look out for yourself. How can you look out for anybody else if you can't look out for yourself? That's a RuPaul doctor show on vaccines. Anyway, we're moving ahead. We're figuring shit out. 2024. It's gonna be something, man. It's gonna be a big change for me. I know I gotta really make some changes. It's a little nerve wracking, but the old process that I've had with my life and my job, it doesn't seem like it's there anymore. It doesn't seem like it's coming back in the way that I thought it was, and it's just time to move on for my own health. And that's what 2024 is going to be about. This is the last month of fucking around for me. It's too hard and during the holidays and everyone's shutting down. It's just, I just got to do what I can this month and fucking hit the ground running in January 2024. And hopefully by the time I turn fucking 40 next November, I'll have my shit together a little bit more, you know? That's the hope. But I'm getting, when you're in this mindset, you just get, it seems like people come knocking on your door when you're not equipped to deal with them like you normally would, you know? Have you heard of Bell Authorized Agents? This is the problem I have now. And man, he almost got me. If you don't know what Bell is, it's one of our big TV and phone companies here. It's a monopoly. And they send out third-party agents to get people hooked onto Bell, right? Get the plans through. It's apparently legit. It's legit, but I don't know if everything that he's promising is true. He doesn't know because he doesn't work for Bell, right? He's an agent, but fuck, he had me. I was in such a fucking state. He had me so close to the sale, so close. My wife heard me and could tell. She knows how I deal with people like this. She could tell I was struggling. She didn't know if she had to rescue me or not. So anyway, he finally went back to his car. He was going to set up the sale for me to get some shitty Bell internet because we're getting fibe internet everywhere. There's fucking droning going constantly and drilling right now. They're putting in the fucking fibe bullshit. But he's just trying to give me the same old shit they've always had, right? And it's slower. And he says it's going to turn into this, and you'll have it at this price, and it won't go up. And then he's telling me I got to fucking call in 2 years, and they'll keep my, you know, it's like it requires effort. And I don't like thinking about my internet, okay? I don't like fucking thinking about it. I like it just to be there. I like it to work, kind of like the fucking lights, like the fucking toilet, like when I need water and the tap and the fucking water comes out. That's all I like to, you know, I don't like to think about where it's come from or how fast it's coming. I don't give a fuck. I just want it to work, and I want it to work well. I want to get my money's worth, and I'm paying too much right now. But this guy fucking wouldn't give up, and I just had to tell him, like, man, I gotta back out. I gotta back out right now. I am not thinking clearly. I took him outside when he came back to the house, and I looked him in his eyes. I said, "Is this a scam?" And he was like, no, I'm with Bell. And he's showing me this and that. And he's showing me on the iPad. And he clearly was working for this third party, legit thing, some marketing company that is trying to get contracts for Bell, right? But I just couldn't fucking deal with it. And sure enough, today, I'm taking out the garbage. This was 2 days ago he was here. Sure enough, today, his car pulled up when I was taking out garbage. And I saw him and he saw me, went back in the house, I shut the door, knock, knock, knock. And he knew he wasn't going to fucking knock twice because he knows I saw him. And if I wasn't going to come to the door with those first knocks, it means I don't want you here. So I respect the fact that he just left and got the fuck out of there. Anyway, just another December stress. You guys all stressed? Are you all fucked up about your family holidays and shit? And you got to go to this person's place and that person's place. Maybe you don't have kids and you're just a fucking, you know, everybody thinks that you can just appear everywhere. Like you don't have any real fucking concerns in your life. Yeah, I've got a bit of that. But what are you going to do? You got to see people because if we do continue to be childless people, our world's going to get real small and real lonely in probably the next 10 years, right? It's going to get real small. There won't be people asking us to go for Christmas dinner and all this. It won't be there. And I don't really have a problem with that. My wife does a little bit more. But in the meantime, it's good to see people. You know, it's good to see them. So go out and just bite your fucking lip as best you can. Bite your fucking lip. Do it for your parents or whatever. Go on that extra fucking car ride. Put some miles on the fucking car. And just get her done, you know? Get her done. Guys, I don't know if I have it in me to go through another term with all this fucking Trump stuff. It's all really cooking now, all this Trump fear. Is he going to run or is he going to win? He's running. He going to win? Because if you remember, if you've been a long listener to this podcast, we rebooted it at the same time that he took office. And we spent those years just kind of wondering when the shoe was going to drop, when he was going to do something. And at the end of the day, he's a coward. And I don't think he would ever do anything too crazy that can't be reversed, like dropping nuclear bombs or something like that. But now he's getting old and he's mentally not there, and they're hiding that by him not going to these debates. So that I'm more scared this time because he knows he's closer to death than he was before. A lot closer to death. I think Donald Trump will be dead in the next 1 to 6 years. That is my guess. Somewhere in that range, Donald Trump will be dead. And then when you're at the end of your life like that and you have that much power, what do you do? Like, what do you care? Because this guy doesn't fucking care about anybody. He doesn't care about Americans and fucking world prosperity. Nothing. He just wants to look good and eat cheeseburgers. And that's the one thing I respect. The man brought McDonald's into the goddamn White House. When he has fucking sports teams in to celebrate their big wins, he's got a big fucking table of McDonald's to feed them. What a true American icon. What can you say? He's kind of like everything that's like truly about America, isn't he? He kind of is. As much as America wants to be something else, it's like, you're kind of this guy. Like, I think that's the real you, you know? Fucking America, man. Place to visit, not to live. That's what it should be on the fucking sign as you come over the border, as you come over the fucking bridge. Place to visit, not to live. Anyway, fuck it. Let's get to the fitness update.
Fitness update.
So clearly, because I've been so fucking sick, I haven't been able to work out too much. Fuck, and I was on such a good roll. Had to take a few days off, but I even just like kept going for walks. It was like, do I got energy? Can I breathe? Okay, I'm going to at least go for a walk. I'm going to go for a decent walk. And once I started to immediately feel better, which was pretty much a week ago, I think is when the sore throat from hell subsided, I went for a big like 6K walk. Felt good. It was cold. It was damp. Luckily, I didn't get pneumonia. That's another fucking thing to worry about, eh? Fucking pneumonia, white lung pneumonia. There's like, Jesus, fuck. There's so much shit, man. There's so much shit. Can't we just go back to flu and cold seasons and that's it? Like, that's all we worried about the last 20 fucking years. Oh, now we got all this other shit. Anyway, I'm back. I am on the inside bike. I have to take today off because I've done something to my fucking back. That's what you get when your wife buys a fucking marble coffee table off of an auction site and it weighs more than my fucking car, something's fucked up in my hip because of that day. And now we want to get rid of it. Solid marble top. Oh, fuck. It's so fucking heavy. If you want it, come lose it at gmail.com. Send me an email. I'll send you a picture. It's a fucking monstrosity. It looks okay, and it's solid marble, but it will rip the fucking threads right out of your hip. If you're stitched together, you're fucked. So I worked out the last couple days, and you know, I watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger doc finally. I put it aside. I watched it. I found it quite inspiring. I say what you will about Arnold Schwarzenegger and how fucking ridiculous it was that he became governor of his state of California for 2 terms. But he honestly had a lot of decent ideas. He wasn't really polished as a politician, but he was married to a Kennedy. So I think he had a lot of help in that regard. And then being a Republican, it seemed like he brought Democrats and Republicans together on a lot of issues. So I will give him credit for that. But everything else in his life, too, the man's just, he's so fucking motivated his whole life, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he did own up pretty well to the fact that he might have been someone to be canceled during the Me Too shit. Lucky for him, it happened before that they came after him. And, you know, he obviously fathered a child with his nanny who looks exactly like him, which is really strange. See, all his other kids, they look like Kennedys. But that one, he looks like a fucking Schwarzenegger. And he's a fucking bodybuilder. It's pretty cool. But I don't know. I just really like him. He's this German guy from Austria and everything he's accomplished in his life. And it just kind of like, I think about it a lot now when I don't want to work out. And I'm not saying that I want to be a bodybuilder, but it's like all the shit that he did and how hard he worked. Can't I just fucking commit to some little bitty plan? Come on! That's what I hear in my head when I want to stop. That's what I hear. Come on! And then I keep going. So I got the e-bike for Christmas, guys. 7-speed Aries off of Amazon. It's in the office as we speak to my right. Very excited to try it out. Not going to get to try it, obviously, till the end of December. But it's going to be a mild, mild winter. So I think I might be able to actually get some bike rides going. And I'm really excited. I'm excited to give it a shot. These trails, man, some of them are tough. Some of them are real tough on the hills and stuff. And I would just kind of like a little bit of help. I just want a little bit of that Beatles energy going up some of these hills. Just give me some of that Beatles energy to get up the fucking hill. That little H-E-L-P. I need somebody, and that somebody's a fucking e-bike. So, but in the meantime, if we're not outside biking, we're going to continue inside. I'm going to go for a walk after this podcast, though, because my back is hurting, and I'm a firm believer that walking is the best thing for a hurt back. Along with ice, along with that fucking board I have to lay on. So I'm going to do it all. I'm going to do it all, you know? Not getting too down on myself. Just going to keep exercising. Keep closing those rings, baby. Keep closing those rings. And hopefully, now that I'm not sick anymore, I can get back on the fast because I feel like that helps with my back too. I feel like it helps lower inflammation. It just it fixes a lot of things. I sleep better. So we got to get back on that fast, babe.
Health news. News that is health related.
You know, like the first thing I want to say about the health news today is we're honoring an icon, okay? And you know that this is a pro fast food fitness podcast, one of the only in the business. One of the only in the fitness, the health and fitness business that's pro fast food. And today we have to honor a legend, okay? Because if it wasn't for this man, McDonald's would have never came to Canada. It would have never came to Canada without this man. And his name, if you will give me a moment here to collect my thoughts, my prayers, is George Cajon. Now, George Cajon opened the first McDonald's in Canada in 1968 in London, Ontario. He was also the founder of Ronald McDonald Children's Charities, okay? And say what you will about McDonald's, but the Ronald McDonald's House is a legit fucking amazing thing for families. If you've got a sick kid who's waiting for a heart transplant or he's going through chemo and you live like 14 hours away from the hospital that's doing that treatment, you can go to a Ronald McDonald House. They will put you up. They will put your family up. And they can take away a lot of that pressure, right? Of having to go back and forth and not being close to the hospital. And that is something that they've done very, very well with their charities. And this man, George Cajon, Georgie Boy Cajon, he was the front runner for it. I think there's 15 Ronald McDonald's places, the children's charities across the country. These houses where people can stay. And this guy would come in with therapy dogs at least twice a week. At least twice a week to visit kids so they could pet these dogs and feel better. All the while bringing the best fast food joint to this country where we can fry our own potatoes from PEI and grill the Angus from Collingwood. The Big Mac never changed. The quarter pounder is here to stay. He may be gone, but George Cajon is my hero, and we will honor him with Monopoly, with other game, and we will continue to eat our fast food. All hail George Cajon. So that's all I wanted to say about that. What else we got going on here in the health news? Check this out, folks. You know, I get thinking about when you're sick, what's the best way to avoid being sick? You never want to be sick again. I wish that I would, once the sore throat went away, I would be more appreciative of not having a sore throat. But here we are once again, and I'm not giving much thought to it. But I was at a point where I couldn't speak. I was like, I can't speak because my throat's so sore, I can't talk. It hurts too much. Thank God it went away. Thank fucking God. Because those sore throats, man, they hang around. There's this article, very quick study from Runner's World. It's not from Runner's World. It's actually from the British Journal of Sports Medicine that did the study. But can you outrun the big sneeze? Major new study confirms exercise's flu-busting powers. So here's another compelling reason to be a four-season runner. Now, I fucking hate running. I've hated it since I was a kid. I try to do cardio in other ways. I've never liked it. I was never good at it. But apparently, getting out regularly can slash your risk of being taken down by flu or pneumonia. That's the conclusion of this major new study published by the British Journal of Sports Medicine, which sought to find a link between exercise and flu and pneumonia mortality. It looked at over 500,000 U.S. adults over 9 years and found that people meeting both aerobic and strength training guidelines had a 47% lower risk of dying from flu or pneumonia, even after adjusting for socio-demographic factors and vaccination status. NHS guidelines recommend at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise a week, or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity exercise, and 2 strength training sessions. So keep moving and lifting, and you're more likely to swerve the sick bed. So there you go. Just exercise and getting that heart going. Get on that bike. Go for a walk. You got a big hill next to your place? You fucking walk up it. Walk up it. Walk around. Get that VO2 max going, babe. You know, just keep getting out there, just doing a little bit. Hey, you're doing 20 minutes. Ah, do 30. Ah, do 45. Keep working it out. And then you're not going to get that sick. Okay, this brings us to the final segment of the podcast called All That Other Shit. The first thing I want to talk about, folks, is I always got to talk about some fads and stuff, you know, and I didn't want to put this into the health news because I really don't think that it is, it's a health topic. It's more of a shit topic. It's not a health topic. It's a shit topic, right? Because it's ridiculous in this. And to be honest with you, I think this is why I stay off of things like TikTok. TikTok, okay? Let me tell you something about the internet. Let me tell you something about the dawn of YouTube and everything. I remember me and my young comedy friends, my friends that I went to school with, and we were trying to be comedians, and YouTube came out, and we were like, hey, we can put all this effort into making short films and editing them and making like a nice, good, polished little film. We're going to put it on YouTube. We're going to put it on YouTube and people are going to love it. People are going to be sitting there. They're going to be having their little cup of tea and they're going to be watching short films on YouTube. They can't get enough. They want it short. They want it sweet. They want it produced well. And that's what YouTube will be for. And boy, were we wrong. We were wrong. That was never what was going to happen. None of our videos that we put up there did very well. You know, some do. I ain't saying it's impossible, but when was the last time you're like, someone sent you a link to like, you've got to check out this short film I saw on YouTube? Never fucking happens. And TikTok now, it's like, it's all switched to even shorter type of videos, dumb shit, but they like to do all these fads. And when it's a dieting thing, I gotta fucking look into it. I gotta have a little taste. Okay, so we'll just play a little video of Butter Girl's video here, and she has 3.3 million likes, 180,000 comments, and 300,000 links have been shared for this video. Are you ready?
Butter, ragu, dip that thing in there. Dip it, dip it, dip it.
Oh, fuck.
Now this combo smack. I gotta try that.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking gag. Okay, so she had a full stick of butter and she jammed it into a jar of ragu and then she took a huge bite. It wasn't a nibble. It wasn't a lick. She took like half the bar bite of this butter. And now this is the problem with the health industry. And, you know, being a fitness podcast, being a health podcast, I give you lots of dumb stuff. I've given you all kinds of dumb diets that people have done. You know, we can talk endlessly about the Jared diet, the pedophile Subway diet. But this one now is going crazy on TikTok, apparently. And people are just eating sticks of butter every day. It's another dietary fad. Now, I don't know. Look, butter has been demonized unfairly for many years. In like the mid-1900s, the 80s, saturated fat got a really bad rap, okay? I don't think butter's that bad for you. I think if you're having a little bit of butter every day, it's actually good for you. I think it's been proven that it's not as harmful as they once thought. But eating a giant fucking stick of butter every day or more, I think you're playing, with fire a little bit here, folks, okay? So I can't really condone it. Now, you get a lot of good things from butter. You can get, you need fat, right, to absorb things like vitamin A, D, and E. Now, if you don't have fat in your diet, you're not going to absorb those vitamins. They're not going to get into your body. So it's nice that if you want to have the butter, Kerrygold for those in Ireland, then it's a good thing. And I know when I was over in Ireland, they loved butter. They did not shy away from butter at all. Not at all. And you know, they tend to live quite a long time, but they've also found that using those like low-fat butters or, you know, I was on like the fake buttery stuff, which was just, you know, you do a little research into it, and it's not that good for you. The earth balance stuff, you know, it's just reheating oils or it produces all kinds of this. And it's not as good as you would have thought. It's not as good. There's claims that it helps with IBS, but there's also claims that it inflames people with IBS. But fat is important in a diet. It is an essential nutrient. And we switched back to butter some years ago. We've got a little butter tray. And yeah, I do love butter. I got to say, I do love butter. I don't eat a stick of it a day. Try to be moderate, right? Be moderate with this stuff. But these kids for likes, they're eating fucking, they're dipping in ragu. They're dipping a butter stick in ragu. And all those short films I made, and she's got 3 million likes for dipping that butter stick in ragu. That's all you got to do. And she's probably making money. She's probably making money on this shit. God damn it. So, me being someone with a college diploma, I just like to say I can speak on this and say that I do not condone it. If you want to eat a full butter stick, hey, it's your life. It's your right. You fucking go for it. Okay? Moving on to the next pile of shit. There's a couple docs that I'm watching. One that I watched, one that I'm just getting ready to finish. But have you seen this Love Has One doc? The Cult of Mother God or Mother God, the Cult. Oh, Jesus Christ. What happened to cults? It used to seem like they were really good at having some structure and manipulation, and you didn't have to be smart people could get screwed up in them, could get tricked by them. And now it's just the dumbest fucking people are starting some of these things. And if you watch this Mother God one, I think it's real bad for the cult industry, to be honest. I think it's a bad look for all cults. Even though all cults look bad, it's a bad look for the profession, for the documentary world, you know? Because this woman that started this cult, and shout out, as we've already talked about McDonald's, she was a McDonald's manager. She went from being a McDonald's manager to starting this cult where she thought she was Mother God, and she anointed a bunch of crackheads and drug addicts, father gods, and like one serious fucking meth head. Beautiful. When you see a fucking meth head like that, oh, there's no mystery. Guy is fucked. If you want to see some truly fucked up people, and all I could say, I recommended it to my mom, and I said, Mom, if you want to see what a cult looks like started by someone from the Lakeshore, this is it. Now, if you don't know what the Lakeshore is, Lakeshore Boulevard is a road in Toronto. It starts in Etobicoke, I think. It might even go further to Mississauga. But in Etobicoke, it goes all the way past downtown Toronto and continues on to the east of Toronto for some way. But there's a specific part of it there in Etobicoke between Long Branch and Mimico. Okay, if you're planning a trip to Toronto, it's like Long Branch, there's New Toronto, and there's Mimico. Those are like the three stalwarts on the fucking strip. And it's called the Lakeshore by people that are from there, which is where my wonderful family's from. And on the Lakeshore, it's like a mess of down on your luck, drunk, fucking burnt out bars, and people that are fucking gray. And if my grandfather, when he was alive, I'm not going to say he was the king of the Lakeshore, but he was definitely at the king's fucking court. He was definitely had one of those chairs at that fucking table, because he brought us, like, I went into bars as a kid, these fucking bars on the Lakeshore, and it just fucked up people. I was almost kidnapped by a woman one time. Some woman grabbed me. She was a crackhead, too. Terrible fucking place. So anyway, this woman, she was one of these, like, bar flies. You know, I can smell it. When you grow up in that world, you can just fucking smell it on people. And she's this call leader, and she's a fucking alcoholic. She was so, like, she had cirrhosis for sure. And they were giving her that fucking colloidal silver. If you go back to one of the episodes back in 2019, I think I called it Silver Guts. And that'll tell you about my experience with colloidal silver. Sure enough, the family that got us sick recommended it. Clyde Silver, man, stay away from that shit. The shit's not good for you. And this woman fucking drank so much of it, she went blue. Oh, fuck. It's just like the Lakeshore. That would be the Lakeshore cult, the Mother God one. All these people, and they're like, they're so fucking dumb, delusional, and also in need of some serious mental health help. They're all like borderline bipolar. They're fucked. it just blows my mind that some people, and they did get some money. They got money off of people. Like, I just don't know how they fucking do it. God damn. Watch it. It's just, oh man. It's something. It's something, babe. And the last thing I'll just say is that I'm also watching this like Lac Mégantic doc, which is about a huge train derailment that happened about 10 years ago in Canada. Oil tankers on a train exploded in this small town, Lac Mégantic. And 47 people died, and it was just like a goddamn horror story. And I didn't realize this, but it was a runaway train. It was parked at the town over, and the brakes failed, and it was on a slope, and it just quietly, in the dark, ran into this town and exploded. Nobody knew it was even coming. Man. And the doc gets it. It goes through all the... It just kind of shows you. Watch this doc to see how fucked you are living in Canada. All you immigrants that want to come here, turn the fuck around and go back. Go somewhere else. Go to a different country that's going to fucking actually take care of you. Don't come here. Anywhere you fucking go in this country is going to... It's going to fuck you up. It's going to fuck you up. How can we take immigrants in when we can't even fucking take care of shit here first? You know, we can't support. It's fucking horrible. And so many are having to leave. Why the fuck did I come here? And I'm not anti-immigration. I'm not a xenophobic or anything like that. I'd love to have immigrants come here. I'd love for them to come, but it's embarrassing to have them come right now. What, just to fucking, like, what? It's not good. It's not going to fucking help you. You're not going to get the health care. You're not going to get the jobs. You're not going to get the housing. It's a fucking disaster. And even if you're in a small town and you think that you're safe from the big city blues, maybe a fucking ghost train's going to come right through the town and explode. Holy moly. So it's very interesting. It's on CBC Gem if you're in Canada. If you're not, good luck. I don't know how you're going to get CBC Gem stuff unless you're here. Get yourself a VPN to get some CBC Gem, babe. I don't know if you can listen to it over there. Anyway, we tough through this one, guys. We tough through it, you know. It's December. Probably will come to you with another one post-Christmas, maybe one before. Fuck it. Maybe I'll get three in. I don't know. Let's see how I'm feeling. I'm a little punchy these days. Doesn't mean we can't dance in our undies. Guys, if I don't get it in on Christmas, have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas. And a happy Hanukkah. I hope every gift you get is a good one. Ha! Get up!